The tiger wakes up and stretches himself. The headmaster, who has been sitting in the loft all this time, is frightened to see the tiger awake. The tiger wants to tell him that he is not going to harm him, but he cannot communicate this to him. The tiger hears his master begging the teachers to allow him to enter the headmaster's room to fetch the tiger. The teachers do not want him to go in without arms or some sort of protection. The teachers call the magistrate to stop the circus master from going into the headmaster's room. The magistrate forbids the circus master from entering the room. When the circus master argues with him and insists on going in, the magistrate tells him to sign a document that says that no one should be held responsible for the circus master's death in case the tiger attacks him. The magistrate, who is a government officer responsible for the law and order in his area, comes to the school to solve the problem of the runaway circus tiger who has entered the headmaster's room. The circus master tells the magistrate that the tiger would harm no one if he went in and brought him out. The magistrate tells him that he will let him go into the headmaster's room only if he signs an affidavit which says that no one should be held responsible in case the tiger attacks or injures him. The magistrate warns to take all legal precautions. The circus master agrees. The magistrate dictates the content of the affidavit to the circus master. The master, who is very angry with the teachers and the magistrate, decides to teach them a lesson. He writes the affidavit in Sanskrit, which they cannot read nor understand. The master wants to prove to the learned magistrate and the teachers that if they cannot understand ancient language, their assumption about tiger's behavior in the situation may also be flawed.